Welcome to the Equipping the Saints podcast. We're glad you're joining us today. Here is this week's teaching.
We are going through this wonderful study here in the book of Romans. If you're watching us on YouTube, hit that like button, hit the subscribe button. We just go verse by verse. We go through all the books in the Bible, verse by verse. We go slowly so we can truly understand what the scripture is telling us. And we took a week off just from Easter to celebrate with family and celebrate with your congregation at church and everything like that. So, but we're back in the book of Romans, this wonderful letter from the Apostle Paul that we it's just rich of theology, rich of knowledge on who Jesus is, just ultimately rich in everything. The book of Romans is vital for your walk. So we are going to be in verses 13 through 15. That's it, two verses here in chapter one of Romans. So if you have your Bible, go ahead and turn there. Electronic Bibles work as well. We're studying out of the ESV, the English Standard Version. And so let's go ahead and get it going. Verse 13 says, "I do not want you to be unaware, brothers, that I have often intended to come to you, but this thus far have been prevented in order that I may reap some harvest among you, as well as amongst the rest of the Gentiles." So understand that Paul was told not to go to Rome. The Roman government said we did not want him there. This is all blasphemous. This whole gospel thing is not literal. And so Rome didn't want Paul there. Rome didn't want, he planned to have his journeys go there, but was completely aimless. Like, he couldn't go. But in ultimately everything that he has done in his journeys, in all of his missionary journeys and everything, was all part of God's will. It was all part of God's ultimate plan for him. Understand that he put aside all of his desires and his own preferences and how he thought would be the best route to go. He put it all aside for God's plan. Paul was the ultimate missionary. He put everything aside. And so he wanted to make sure Rome was aware that he meant to go, that he meant that was on his path to go to do ministry in a region that was completely against everything that he was preaching, a region that was ultimately all about Caesar, all about the government, and did not want to hear anything that had to do with the gospel. So he looked forward to this visit, and he's saying in verse 13 that he's intended to come, but thus far have been prevented. So we talked about that he was prevented of going, but he wanted to reap some harvest into the people. He wanted to bring the gospel into the people to reap some harvest so that he can get something coming out of it. That's what he wanted to do, is he wanted to get something coming out of what he was doing in missions, in his missionary journey, to get something out of it, to spread the gospel all throughout Rome and all throughout the nations. And that's what he wanted to do. So he speaks that he wanted to get some harvest out of Rome amongst the rest of the Gentiles. Gentiles was the opposite of Jewish. So all the people in Rome, that he wanted to reap harvest inside of them in order for it to grow. Because he knew Rome was the centerpiece. he knew Rome was where it was going to begin, to where it would branch off into the other regions. If he could bring the gospel into Rome and it would spread like wildfire, he knew that it would continue to go anywhere else. The Roman government was probably one of the hardest places to do work, God's work, the gospel, the church, and everything inside of it. He knew that. And so he's intended to go there. He wants to go there. He was making sure that the Church of Rome knew that they were on his radar, and that he is intending to go there so that he can reap harvest among everybody. And we move on to verse 14. It says, I am under obligation both to Greeks and to barbarians, both to the wise and to the foolish. Understand, Paul was under this mission that he was a slave. He was bound to the gospel. A man under obligation is a man underneath the gospel, is underneath the word, that is called to do the word. As pastors, we're called to do the word. As the church, we are called to spread the word. That is what he's under obligation. When he speaks, I am under obligation, he's under the rule of Jesus Christ. He's under the obligation to spread the gospel. He's a slave to the gospel. He's bound to the gospel, a man of true obligation. And see, as a result of obligation, Paul's burden and duty is to preach the good news, to preach the gospel, to spread it across all of the nations. That was his duty. He's saying clearly that to the Greeks and to the barbarians, that he has an obligation to all the people to preach the good news. Not just to a certain group, not just to the Jews, or not just to the Romans, or to the Church of Corinth, to any of them. He had an obligation to everybody to preach the good news. That it wasn't just this tiny group of people. He had an obligation to spread the good news throughout all of the nations so that everybody can hear the gospel, so that everybody can understand who Jesus Christ is, that he wrote about in the greeting. We go back to verse 1. It says that he was a servant of Jesus Christ. And notice he didn't say that he was a listener of him, or that he was a friend of him. He was a servant. That we must serve Jesus Christ, that he was a servant of him. Then he was called to be an apostle. See, it takes a true calling to be inside God's word. It takes a true calling for us to serve, to be a missionary, to spread the word. It's a calling. It's not just something that we wake up just to decide to do one morning. It is a true divine calling from God and truly from him. And we must be a servant. Paul speaking clearly that he has this true obligation, that he is a slave. And when we talk about a slave, we're not talking about somebody that's bound and being beaten. I don't want you to think that when we speak of slave inside God's word, it's nothing that's negative. Being a slave of something, we know of a slave of someone is somebody that is dedicated, somebody that is truly dedicated to the word and dedicated to Jesus Christ. When we are a slave of him, that means we are eating, breathing everything Jesus Christ. That when we wake up in the morning, we are giving glory to God that we woke up that morning. When we go to sleep, we're giving God all of the glory that his will would be done in our lives every single day. And so it's important that we understand the key words of what slave is, that we are bound to the gospel, that we are bound to the word. that nothing else truly matters in our life. No matter what goes on in the world, that we see so much sin and so many things that are completely not of the word, that's okay. You know why it's okay? It's because we are bound to the gospel. We are bound to God's word, that we are bound to the instructions of this word, that of sola scriptura, that we are to take it and live it and eat it and breathe it every single day. We are slave to the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what Paul is speaking. He's under the obligation. Under the obligation. Not just to the Greeks and to the barbarians, not just to certain people. He's under the obligation to be a slave of the gospel, of the true gospel. And see, we also read that his motivation is proved in his actions. We see his motivations are true in the actions of how he writes these letters. We also read that in Matthew 14, verse 14, that he is motivated by his actions. He is motivated by the gospel. In verse 15, we read, "So I'm eager to preach the gospel to you also who are in Rome." He is eager. When we speak of the word eager, we speak that he is wanting to preach to Rome. That he sees the need in Rome to preach God's word. And how often are we in need to speak God's word, whether it's to a neighbor or whether it's to a coworker or whether it's you are a pastor of a church, whether it's so many different ways of preaching the good news. He says, "I am eager to preach the gospel to those in Rome." So then he knows that obviously the people in Rome are far from God's word, far from ultimately understanding who God is, that they're underneath the law so much by Caesar and by the government that they have gone astray completely. That's why Paul has the obligation to go to Rome to be able to preach the good news. That he sees it worth it to go to Rome to preach the good news. The text is amazing where you see these words. Even back in verse 14, it says, "To the wise and to the foolish. I am under obligation to the Greeks and the barbarians, both to the wise and to the foolish." The foolish, the ones falling in sin, the ones who do not know God and know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, to the wise that understand the scriptures, that read the scriptures clearly to see how genuine it truly is and how everything from the beginning of time, from the beginning of the Bible, has flowed into Jesus Christ, into the new covenant. And so in verse 15, he says, "I am eager to preach the gospel." We are to be eager to preach the gospel every single day of our lives. We are eager to spread the good news to our, whether it's other people inside of our church, whether it's to the ones on the side of the street, whether it's to the ones that we shop with. We are eager to preach the gospel. But he says it to this letter that he's eager to go to Rome to preach the good news, that he's eager to go there. I want us to see these key words that of eager and of wise and of foolish. And to understand the words, we hear it all the time, but do we understand the context inside the scriptures that we're reading? Are we understanding that when we hear eager, we hear that he wants to so bad to preach to Rome because of how far they have gone, how far they have gone astray. And when we think of today, we think of the world we live in today, how much they have fallen astray. We think of how much they have gone away from the scriptures. And it's truly up to us to guide them back to the scriptures. It's up to us to show them the good news of what we've been commissioned to do so. It's up to us to truly understand that as Christians, that is our mission. That is what we are meant to do. So when we see the world go in a certain way, we are not to conform to the world. That's what the scriptures tell us, not to conform to the world, but we are to understand the scripture and we are to conform to it, conform to Jesus Christ and show them the love and compassion. But understand this, saints, that it's vital that we equip these people with these tools, with the tools of a Bible, with the tools of the gospel, with the tools of the good news. Just as Paul is eager to preach the gospel to Rome, the lost and broken Rome, we are to be eager to spread the good news here. We are to be eager to go across all of the nations to spread the God's word here. We are to be eager to spread it with a brother. We are eager to share it with a sister. We are eager to do so. And so no matter whether they are, who they are, what nationality they are, we are to spread the good news. We are to spread the gospel. Spread it with a loving manner. Loving manner. Moving next week, we're going to dive into verses. We're going to do two verses next week, 16 and 17. We're going to talk about living by faith, that the righteous shall live by faith. Looking really forward to that. This entire letter of Romans is full of, like I said earlier, full of theology and full of goodness and of good news. So I really look forward to going over that. I want you guys to meditate over verse 15, though. Just meditate over it, that Paul, he wrote that he was eager to preach the gospel to you also who are in Rome. He was eager to preach it. He was eager to spread the news. He was eager to tell the people, the lost and the broken, of who Jesus Christ was. Because he was a servant. He was a slave of the gospel. And we are to be the same way, a slave of the gospel. We are not to be ashamed of the gospel ever. But we are to be a slave to it. To spread it. To show it. Not just in our words. We are to show it in our mannerism. We are to show it in how we act towards others. We are to show all of these things. And it's vital that we do so. It's vital that we continue to do so every single day of our lives. So I hope you guys got something a little bit out of the teaching tonight. Hope you guys go over exactly what we went over, verses 13 and through 15. And that day where he was eager to preach to Rome, that he was eager to spread the good news, that he was very, very intentional about going to Rome. And he wasn't just going to Rome for anything. He was going there for a reason. I want us to see that. I want us to see that and take those words and really analyze them on how we carry on our lives every day, on how we carry on our relationships or how we communicate with others. I want us to really analyze that. So before we leave tonight, if you have any comments or anything that you would like to say, go ahead and put it in the chat here. You could also find us online at Equipping the Saints. We're on Facebook and find us on YouTube. We love to connect. Love to connect with you. Subscribe, give us a like. But before we leave, let's go ahead and pray. Let's go in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight truly, truly in awe of your word, that we are meant to be a slave to you, to the gospel. We are meant to be a slave to this word that gives us all the true connection of you. Father, allow us to take that word and to let us absorb it and let us utilize it in our lives. Let us see what we go through every single day and that we can show the others this good news. Just as Paul was yearning to show the good news to Rome, we are to do the same. No matter where we live, no matter where we're watching this, and where we're hearing this, Give us the strength within your word to do so. Father, we know this world is a broken world, full of sin and full of everything that is against you, but to give us the strength and the courage to fight against that, to still spread your word, no matter if it takes persecution or no matter if it takes ultimately death. We are to not conform to this world, but to conform to your scripture. Father, just as everybody in front of us who died at the stake, that we are to do the same if it takes the scripture being heard. Give us the courage to do so. As Paul had the courage to go to Rome, give us that same courage. And just as all the Puritans and everybody before them died because of this word, that we take this word and we cherish it, and that we are a slave to it, and that we are to spread it throughout all of the nations. And we ask all of this in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Thank you all for watching. Thank you all for listening. Make sure to hit a like and subscribe. And we'll see you next week as we continue our journey in the book of Rome.
Thank you for listening today. Subscribe to our podcast and listen to the weekly teaching.